Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
So the main problem with giving somebody in government the power to curb free speech, to put limits on free speech, the problem is that, like everything else, there will be mission creep. If you let them tax 2%, eventually it becomes 90%. That's the nature of government. It always wants more. It's just a giant vacuum cleaner for power. And it wants to take it away from you and give it to them. So in order to have censorship or any kind of curbing of rights on the part of the government, you have to create a panel, some kind of center of power where that power sits and gets used. And that means there's politicians there who are getting your power, and they're just going to take more of it all the time, as is happening in this country right now. And they love getting us caught up in something emotional that causes us to forget about what our rights are, and that protecting our rights is more important than curbing somebody else's when we find aggravating the things that they're saying with their free speech rights. 860-522-9842. So that's why I come down on the protection of free speech. People get upset because they think I'm not siding with the Palestinians, and I'm not siding with the Palestinian protesters. I'm siding with the American system of government. If you have another way of looking at it, I'd love to hear it. 860-522-9842. Coming up, this is going on in Canada, too, right now. And you get to see how gross the politicians can be, even up there and around the world. Mark Christopher, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. What's happening on the commute, sir?
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
So in Canada, there's this legislation. Well, they want to edit their rules that monitor some restrictions on free speech with a bill called C-63 that Justin Trudeau is pushing. And it's interesting to hear. Jordan Peterson was talking about this on his podcast last week. I think we're going to hear the voice of Konstantin Kissin, who is a podcaster in Canada, and listen to him talk about what they're doing with Jordan.
So the Supreme Court of Canada took this charter we have, mm-hmm. which says everybody has the right to free speech, mm-hmm. and said, well, sure, everyone has the right to free speech, but not this.
Mm-hmm. Well, they used that against me.
So, of course they did.
Yeah.
Of course they did.
I'm a direct beneficiary of that line of reasoning.
Right.
I have freedom of speech, but it's subject to reasonable limitations. And what are those? Well, they're whatever any reasonably constituted bureaucracy deemed they might be.
But that makes a mockery of the whole idea of having a constitutional right.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
So there you get to see the kind of sliminess that government engages in to do something that sounds like innocent, maybe to some people. innocent bureaucratic gobbledygook that you don't worry about. And that's the danger of falling into a little excitement over things like what's going on right now, which is just some college kids protesting. And who cares what their ideas are? Let them say their ideas, because you don't want to give anyone the power to stand in their way.
Yeah, so I think that was kind of the point.
That is the point. Mm-hmm. The point is that our charter of people think of our Charter of Rights as the beginning of as the foundation of our legal system. And it's not. It's a mere gloss on legislative supremacy and now judicial supremacy, because the court can decide what those rights mean however it wants.
And that's the situation you don't want to get in, because government is the enemy. Government is the enemy of freedom. That's what the founders were telling us when they wrote the Constitution, when they wrote the Declaration of Independence. They were saying these rights are inalienable. You can't take them away because they're not being granted by you. They are granted by God. In other words, they are inherent to the human experience. All humans have a right to decide what they're going to do with their lives, to talk the ideas they want to talk, to hang around with the people they want to hang around with, to exercise their own belief systems, the rights to your own body, which means you have a right to the money you earn. Nobody should have the right to take it away from you at the point of a gun, including government. That's what our liberty is based on. 860-522-9842. Patty's in Naugatuck. Hi, Patty.
Hi, Ted. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I listened to Mark Levine this weekend, and if you ever can go back and you have the time to listen to those two tapes, they are loaded with information, including on what you're talking about right now also, and what can be done with actually going into even changing the presidency by official or private. And you don't have the ability to get into someone's head, and it's a very fine line. And he explains it probably better than anybody that I know who could. And he is very concerned about the letter of the law and it being destroyed for political reasons. You know, it doesn't matter who the person was. I wouldn't approve of what's going on, whether Republican, Democrat, Independent. And it's just, it's very concerning to me, because it's exactly what you said. One by one, we lose more rights. And the more people get into the middle of it, the worse it gets. And what you were saying about a little while ago in the other calls, you know, I think our perspective, I like to read different perspectives and listen to them, because it may enlighten us on what we didn't think about. I listened to Bobby Kennedy this week in an interview he had with Raymond Aurora. It was one of the best interviews. I do follow him very closely. I actually really have an awful lot of respect for him, to be honest with you. And he does his research really well. And he's always welcome to amending his position if he becomes familiar with new information that he feels is valid.
Are you talking about Aurora or Kennedy?
Well, RFK Jr. had an interview with Raymond Aurora.
Yeah, but which person of Kennedy. Those two were you RFK. Just talking about?
RFK Jr.
Okay, thank you.
RFK Jr. I think he's a very deep thinker. Mm-hmm. I think he's a brilliant man, highly intelligent, and I think he puts his heart and soul into things. I think he believes things deeply. I think he looks for facts and, you know, perspective on things, and I think he looks for even different perspectives. I followed him for the last 3 to 4 years, and I can't tell you how much I think of him as a human being and how much he's done for the country. And people don't understand, and they often actually even may frame him in a different way when in actually it's not what he's saying. It's being manipulated.
Oh, you know, of course, because of the machine of the binary, yes, of the two-party system. Hates, yes, Bobby Kennedy. Even his family hates the idea that their power, their ability to hang around with the Bidens and get invited to Kennedy's Senator honors and all that, that's being put in jeopardy by Bobby threatening the power structure.
Yes. And, you know, they broke into his home when they were home. He's still being denied protection. And it's unbelievable. He spends $1 million a month, and they have penetrated his home when the family was home at night. So it's very dangerous what's going on, and he deserves, you know, he's What's going on now, some of the things that are going on have never happened in the history of our country, even as far as, you know, things we're doing, changing with the law. And now we're going to put the presidency under a microscope. And it's, you know, how we may frame future things that happen, decisions they made that may go private when they weren't private. You don't know exactly what perspective it was in the moment when people make these big decisions. And we're going to, the more government, like you said, gets in the middle of it, the worse it becomes and the more freedoms we lose. It's just very concerning.
That is the truth, Patty. Okay, thank you so much for the call. It's great to hear from you, as always. 860-522-9842. Our rights are all we have. The only thing that differentiates America from the rest of the world, that makes the country the envy of the rest of the world, because we have a respect for what? Individual rights. But that stuff that I was just saying about the right to your own body, that's the premise of capitalism. The right to your own ideas, that's the premise of capitalism. The right to your own earnings, again, the premise of capitalism. Our society has to be a capitalist country because that's what freedom is. And in order to exercise your freedom in capitalism, you need the rights that we have to free speech and free association. In other words, the founders were looking at government as they knew it and said, if we're going to create a government, we have to find a way to protect people from the evils of government, because government is evil. It figures out ways to manipulate and steal. Whether it's power it's stealing by taking authority it doesn't rightly have, whether it's taking money it has no right to take, whether it's creating organizations it has no right to create, whether it's forcing failed systems on us like public schools and the unions that make policy in public schools and in police departments and in other government employment. It's all anti-democratic stuff created by people who claim to be democratic in their perspectives. They are slippery and they are slimy, and we've got to watch them at every turn. That's how I view it. And I think about this stuff all the time, and I wasn't like this 5 years ago. I wasn't like this 3 years ago. I wasn't like this a year ago. I wasn't even like this a month ago. I'm in constant evolution because the evils of what government does, as demonstrated by the government in Connecticut, it's just been a transformation for me to examine it. Because it's just unbelievable, the destruction it does. Look at this thing Jolly Ned did a few months ago and ongoing, tearing down those trees, tearing down hundreds of trees and thousands of shrubs just because he felt like it, because he's rich. He can do whatever he wants. He doesn't even mind being embarrassed as the governor of the state. He just hides out and covers up and obfuscates and, you know, it's always the same old with these people. It is. It's always the same stuff. Jolly Ned thinks nothing of ripping you off, thinks nothing of lying to you. He helped the cheating, the election cheating, and he helped the election cheater in Bridgeport. No problem for Jolly Ned to endorse Joe Ganim after Joe Ganim was once again busted stealing an election in Bridgeport. And they can walk around pretending all they want that, oh, that's, you know, we don't really know what happened there. There are accusations. Well, you can look at the videotape and you can see the theft go on. And you can listen to what Jolly Ned says about it and as it unfolds, or listen to what Joe Ganim said as it unfolds, and you realize they're just con men who will commit whatever crime they can get away with. And if they do that in the land of the free, what chance is there for everybody else? If you look at what Putin did with Navalny, say, killing his prime competition, put him into prison, then bumped him off. Why did he do that? Well, because he can. It's just because he can. And if Navalny can be killed by Putin just because he can, well, that's kind of the rule for how politics works. They do whatever they can. Ned doesn't worry about violating the law and devastating property that doesn't belong to him, or that is he has no right to make certain changes to. He did both. His own property, he violated the law, but also on neighbor's property who didn't want it to happen. Don's in East Hartford next. Hey, Don.
Hey, Todd. Listen, I'm here thinking, earlier somebody said it, and it made sense to me. The person said, why is Biden sending money, using taxes money, to prop up Netanyahu and his government, and at the same time he's sending food and relief supplies to the Palestinians?
We cover both sides of the fight.
Yeah, he can't have it both ways. That's hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy is what the business of politics is all about. If you're saying they're engaged in hypocrisy, you're saying that you're engaged in politics.
You're sending bombs. You're giving bombs to bomb these same people that you're sending food to.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Isn't it crazy?
Yes, Todd. Yeah, it's troublesome. It really is. I tell you the truth, I think Biden, I'm just so disappointed that the Republicans did not have a different candidate, because Biden needs to lose. Biden needs to go.
And this is the dilemma, I think, that has the country stunned right now. And the lowest level of interest in a national election, a presidential election like this, in like 25, 30 years. Because people don't know what to do. Each direction they turn, they get freaked out.
Exactly.
It's a remarkable situation. It really is. Anything else, Don? Yeah.
No, I enjoy listening to you, man. I just sit here and listen to you.
Thank you, Don. It's great to hear from you.
All right.
Appreciate it. 860-522-9842. John and Avon. Hi, John.
Hey, Todd. Only thing I have to say is the nation, America, was founded by Christians and founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And if you don't have virtue and you can't recognize what's true and real, then you're not going to be able to keep the country. And the liberal progressive left can't even recognize reality anymore when they can't tell you what a woman is, and it's staring you right in the face.
Well, it's even worse than that. They choose not to know what a woman is because in their convoluted system of logic that they try to be consistent on, they're not allowed to say what a woman is, because that would suggest there is such a thing as women, and they have to deny that as anything but an abstract. They have to deny that exists. Yes.
So they've become unhinged from reality, and there's no way to keep a virtuous society when you've gone that far down the road.
Well, but it ultimately comes down to power. I mean, I think you're right what you're saying, but at the same time, we know that we're hearing bull dung, and everybody knows they're hearing nonsense when they hear nonsense, but if they can get away with it, they'll do it. And we just have to stand up and care enough to fight back. That's how I look at it. 860-522-9842. By the way, Leora Levy is going to be here in about 15 minutes. You remember her? She ran for Senate last time around. We'll be doing that. Let's go to the BPS lawyer's trap.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Center, get an update from Mark Christopher. What's up, Mark?
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, there's just so much good stuff going on in the world and so many issues we have to sort through so we can come to terms with differences, you know? We don't have to be upset that we have different opinions on stuff. That's fine, because we get to reconcile. What is problematic is when people think they're absolutely right and they're adamant because they've heard it from their team. That's where we get into problems, because then with politics as a team sport, we don't listen to each other and we don't use logic, we use emotion. And we yell and we scream.
If somebody says something you don't like and causes you psychological angst, too bad. The person is free, and so are you. Put up with it. It's part of the world. As soon as you get governments overstepping that zone that I just described, you start to move away from that conception of freedom into a different kind of society altogether. And we are so far along that path.
Yeah. And that's why we have to be careful not to be sucked into this concern over what the pro-Palestinian people are saying. I hate it too, but it's a free speech right, and they're college kids, and let's just let them have their protest and not get all bent out of shape about it. And the schools should be encouraged to let them have as much free speech as possible, because it's just speech. And the free exchange of ideas is nothing to fear. It's good for us. We need more of it.
I don't know how we can call ourselves a free country, a free people, with a straight face. It's just
transparently Bill C-63 certainly is one of the pieces.
This is Jordan Peterson talking to a podcaster in Canada, and they're talking about C-63, a proposal to curb speech rights in Canada. And this is copying stuff that's going on in Great Britain. And there's a movement in the world to crush democratic principles, to crush classical liberalism. That is the idea that we have these God-given rights.
Pieces of legislation that make you question that.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah. But Bill C-63 is just one step along the way. Mm-hmm. So let's go back to the courts. Because part of the fault of C-63, it's a government bill, so it's a legislative problem. But the courts, the Supreme Court of Canada, already said, essentially, that this kind of restriction on speech is constitutional.
Yeah, they're playing the same games up there that our people are playing with us, trying to take away our rights. 860-522-9842. It's true. Let's find out how the ride home is going. You have a right to be stuck in traffic. Mark Christopher monitors the possibilities for you in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
It's Todd Feinberg. It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
WTIC, we're joined by Leora Levy. She was a candidate for U.S. Senate two years ago. And it's great to have you back, Leora. Leora is a, are you still in your party position?
Yes, I am. I am the Republican National Committee woman from Connecticut. And
that's awesome.
I am running for re-election for that position.
And when does that vote happen?
Well, it's a little bit ambiguous. There's been a couple dates mentioned. The most recent is May 28th, but I've not had final confirmation.
Oh, okay. So it's one of those squishy things.
appears to be. It's normally held at the state convention, which is going to be on May 13th. But for some reason, this year, the chairman has decided not to hold it that day.
So tell us about you're very tight with Israel and emotionally involved with Israel. And I thought it'd be good for us to talk about what's been going on the last 6 months in Israel and your views on it.
Well, thank you, Todd. As most Americans, the majority of Americans, I support a very strong relationship between the United States and Israel because, one, it's good for America. Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East, and we have had a very fruitful and productive relationship with Israel.
Well, of course we have. It's gone on for a long time, and they are the, the beacon of freedom, the extension of us into that part of the world. So
that is correct.
The politics in Israel is different, though, and of course the average American feels that support that you suggest, but doesn't really understand what goes on over there. So what part of it concerns you the most, and do you want to focus on?
Well, I think everybody's aware that on October 7th, the Hamas, which is a terrorist organization which has controlled Gaza since 2007 after a bloody civil war with the Palestinian Authority that started in 2005 when Israel unilaterally withdrew from Gaza. And by the way, Jews have had lived in Gaza since the year 145 A.D., but they unilaterally pulled out.
That sounds like a long time.
It is a long time. And Gaza has been basically a terrorist state. Hamas has shot missiles into the southern part of Israel now for many years. In fact, I had an alert on my watch today at 12:07 p.m. that Hamas was shooting more missiles into southern Israel, into those border communities, which were terrorized on October 7th. And so the war continues. And there are 134 Israelis. We don't know how many are alive. We fear that many are no longer living. They are being held by Hamas for 206 days now and being used as pawns.
Meanwhile, in this country, we have a shifting political situation because it used to be verboten to even talk about Israel in terms other than being fully supportive. It used to be every member of Congress was completely devoted and loyal to Israel's cause and would vote uniformly in support of anything having to do with defending Israel. And now we've entered a different world where you've got this woke radicalism of the left that has taken some energy that I think it would have been hard to anticipate even a couple of months ago. And the conversation has shifted. What is your feeling about that?
Well, as the daughter of a mother and grandparents who escaped the Holocaust, to see this happening in the United States of America is quite unsettling. It's very upsetting and hard to believe. For me, it is a dystopian world we're living in which our young people are supporting a terrorist group and calling for genocide of the Jewish people.
It is kind of mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And what's happened is it's a result of our abdicating control of the academy to the left for the last two generations. And
let me just tell people you mean by
indoctrinated.
You mean by the academy, our universities in this country.
Our universities, and it has already seeped down into our high schools and elementary, down to elementary level as well. Children are being indoctrinated by left radicals in the education system, and they're not being taught actual history.
Who control the education system?
That's correct.
And that's a remarkable problem that we have. The real problem in that case, as you point out, is the fact that we have sat around and allowed education to be controlled through the public education system, but also the college system, because of all this money that gets spent by the federal government on colleges and universities, that while we think of them as being private entities for the most part, they operate as a division of the government in some ways. And because the education system, the government-controlled education system, is controlled by the left, that means that there's a kidnapping of ideas and public policy and even devotion to our constitutional values that's gone on, where there's a split that's developed in the country.
And these kids are not only calling for the destruction of Israel, they are calling for death to America. In the meantime, they want their school loans paid.
Yes, yes. Death to America, please pay my bill.
Loan first.
Yes.
Right. But anyway, it is not just on the issue of Israel that our kids have been indoctrinated. It's on almost every issue that is important today. And these are the future leaders of America. We have a serious problem. It's not only the government money. It is also Qatari money. It is money from other countries in the Middle East who don't have the same values that we have, don't share our values, and they are sending a lot of money into the university systems and paying for Middle East studies professors' salaries so that they hire teachers who share their views.
Oh, so they can rig the attitudes that are being injected into our system.
That is correct. And it's also George Soros money. These demonstrations are not spontaneous. These are being paid for by George Soros' Open Society, his Tides Center. They have put $13.7 million into this, and the Tides Center also has a branch called the Center for Justice, which is orchestrating these. They also were involved with the BLM and Antifa riots back in 2020. And guess what? The donations, many of the donations that are going toward supporting this effort are being run through Act Blue. That is the Democrat Party's low-dollar fundraising platform. Think about that.
So how does that make you view the exercise of free speech that's going on college campuses? Does that make you feel that it should be curbed?
Well, I think there's a difference between free speech and calling for death to America or death to all Jews. That's like calling fire in a theater.
Well, calling fire in a movie theater is an immediate threat to public safety. But they've been doing these chants, but it hasn't resulted in.
Well, absolutely. I beg to differ. There have been Jewish people injured by these protesters. There was one, I don't recall his name, but he's from Columbia University, who said that he thinks all Zionists should be killed and that he would like to go out and kill them.
Yes, but crazy people on the fringes of a demonstration saying crazy things.
One of the leaders.
It does not. I feel that one of the principles of free speech is that we benefit from having the opportunity to discuss what the crazy leaders of a movement might say.
They have free speech, but they don't have the right to infringe on the rights of other students who can't go to class, who've been told to stay home because the university cannot guarantee their safety, who are paying tens of thousands of dollars of tuition and have to attend their classes by Zoom. They don't have the freedom to do that. That's infringing on other people's freedom.
Well, that's for the university to work out, isn't it?
I think it is, and I think that our laws should be enforced. There are laws against threatening other people and of injuring other people. If we want to have a civil society, we should insist that people follow the law. If this was just peaceful protest and they hadn't taken over part of a property of the university, all of these universities are these tent cities with brand new tents, all of them the same, with a medical tent, with a food tent, with all types of facilities for them, with toilets. I mean,
well, that's on university property. They can administer to that.
Yeah, and they should, but they are intimidated, and many of them are not.
Well, yeah, but they're intimidated in both directions. I think they do have a difficult situation. What concerns me, Lior, I don't disagree with your concerns, but what I fear most is government, and I think you share this sensibility.
I do. What I think about government, they need to keep us safe, fix the potholes, and get out of our way.
Right, but what they do is get more in our way all the time, and one of the big ways they get in our way is to curb our constitutional rights. And so to ask for more government interference in people's rights, say their rights to protest, that just concerns me a ton.
As I said, my right to protest ends when I infringe on your rights, and these people are infringing on other people's rights to attend their classes and to walk safely and freely across their university grounds.
Yes, I don't disagree. I just think that government being the dangerous force that it is, I want to see the universities deal with it in whatever way they see fit. And when a law is being broken, then the authorities should come in and enforce the law at the guidance of the university, since it's their property and they get to decide. If they're not capable, then let the whole thing collapse.
We don't disagree.
Okay, good. I just wanted to clarify that for everybody. Because to me, government, we're in such danger now from government overreach and ignoring our rights and stealing our money and using our power and our money to bribe their voters to vote for them. It's a tragic situation where we are right now.
And using our justice system to go after their political rivals.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes, we are at risk of losing our rights. I agree.
All right, we've got 2 minutes, so give us your closing thoughts.
Well, I just want to remind people that on October 6th, there was a ceasefire. But on October 7th, Hamas, in the most depraved, brutal, and barbaric way, went into the southern communities of Israel. They raped, they pillaged, they plundered, they murdered, and they used rape as an instrument of war, and it wasn't just rape. They tortured and mutilated as well. There is a film that is out on YouTube now by Sheryl Sandberg called Screams Before Silence. I recommend people see it if they want to understand more about what happened on October 7th. It is a difficult film to watch, but it happened. And I thank Sheryl Sandberg for making it. The people who were attacked, ironically, in the kibbutzim and in the southern towns and at that Nova Music Festival were actually the most liberal of Israelis and were the peacemakers, and that's why they lived down there. They really believed in making peace with the Arabs in Gaza. They allowed them to come into their communities to work and to earn a living. They took them for medical care, but their generosity and kindness was repaid in this very brutal, horrendous way, horrific way.
Lior Levy is the Republican National Committeewoman for the state of Connecticut. She's got a re-election vote coming up this month, it sounds like. So if you're somebody involved with that in some way, you know, if you have the power to vote or the chance to be there, keep Lior in mind.
Thank you very much. It's the 74 members of the State Central Committee who can vote for me. And if you are a Republican and know who represents you, I would be very grateful for your support and for your expressing that support to your State Central Committee member.
Leora, you rock. Thank you for being here. Great to talk with you once again.
Always nice to talk to you. Thank you for having me.
All righty. Leora Levy, L-E-V-Y. We're going to find out how the ride home goes. BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark Christopher updates us now. Hey, Mark.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.